welcome to the WOA FM 99 radio show. This is Oliver Sean, and we have a very special Christmas show for you today. This is episode 3 of our Christmas season, by the way. Today we have another very special artist joining us in the studio, and it's none other than Silent Stranger, also known as Richard Simpson, all the way from Canada. Richard's going to join me in the middle of the show, so please check out the entire show because we are having a great chat about classic rock, his new music, and Guitar Beneath the Tree, which is the second featured song on the Independent No. 1's Christmas special CD that's just been released. It's volume 2. Richard is one of our featured artists, and he's with us today in the studio. As usual, we've got 6 amazing Christmas songs. So here we go. The show starts off with Reggae Christmas, one of my new favorite Christmas songs. I'm a huge reggae fan, and today kicks off with Reggae Christmas by an artist called Da Professor. So, Reggae Christmas, by the way, also on the Christmas Special Volume 2, available on iTunes right now, so please do go and download that CD. There are 11 amazing Christmas songs on there. Well, after Reggae Christmas, we have Magical Ballerina by an artist called Christina Noor. This is a really cool song. It's, we go from reggae to a very upbeat Christmas track, you know, so it's really happy. Well, the song is a very long song, and we couldn't really play the entire 7 minutes on our radio show, so we've cut that song into like 3.5-4 minutes, but still gives you the entire feel of that beautiful song. So it's Magical Ballerina Brings Christmas by Christina Noor. And then we have Richard Simpson's song, Guitar Beneath the Tree, one of my absolute favorite songs. Even though it's Christmas, I would say it's a concept that I would love to listen to all the time, because it's about kids dreaming about a guitar being there on Christmas morning under the Christmas tree. It's been one of my dreams. So just the idea of that in a song, you know, the concept of the song just makes me really happy. So that's Richard Simpson, our special guest today. That's his song, Guitar Beneath the Tree. Following Guitar Beneath the Tree, we have You Put the Kiss in Christmas by an artist called Andy Curtis. Very, very cool song. Christmas is all about love and kisses, and I'm hoping to get a lot of kisses. So great song, fits right into our show today. And we have a special competition going on right now on WOA Records Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/WOA International. And you'll get straight to our WO Records and Studios page. And there's a competition there right now for fans to win a free CD or a download of the Independent No. 1's Christmas Special Volume 2. So if you want this CD or this download as a collection, because trust me, it's a collector's edition, and we're also going to be giving out the Volume 1 that was released last year. So this is going to go out free to several fans. Just go and answer the simple question, and you'll get this sent to you. Coming in at number 5, we have an artist called Piano Andrew. I kind of look at Piano Andrew as Billy Joel, you know, because it's all piano and it's awesome. And the song is called Merry Christmas Kisses. See, I told you, Christmas is all about kisses. Going from Alan Curtis saying You Put the Kiss in Christmas to Piano Andrew saying Merry Christmas Kisses. And you're going to love it. It's a great, great Christmas song. It's all pianos. Well, his name says it all, Piano Andrew. And last but not least, we have an artist called Star Tagged. They're more like producers, I suppose, because this is instrumental dance music. I'm putting this in because this could be a great soundtrack, like a backing track to a movie, you know, or a film or a TV or a documentary. And we have a lot of industry professionals who tune into our show. This is a great platform for an artist like this. So we end the show with Hold Tight by Star Tagged. Don't forget to tune in next week, Wednesday, same time. I'm going to be on the show with some more amazing Christmas songs, because this entire month is all about Christmas music. And if you guys are in the UK, anyone listening in the UK, the Oliver Sean Band is performing in Stoke-on-Trent at the wonderful Ye Olde Crown Hotel. Fantastic Christmas party going on there. Join us at around 9:30 when we kick off the gig. And Oliver Sean signing out. Have a great day.
Oh, yeah. a Christmas Eve in her tiara-shaped float. She is wearing a beautiful white fur coat. Magical ballerinas carrying a huge golden box filled with special
gentlemen, I said we're going to have a very special guest on the show today, and it's none other than Richard Simpson from Silent Stranger, all the way from Canada. Richard, say hello to your fans in India and Dubai.
Hi, how's everybody doing now?
So Richard, tell us more about Silent Stranger, because, you know, everybody thinks it's still a band, but we know that it's all you.
Yes. We were a band in the 80s, and because of jobs, 1988, that was the end. We all had to we had to make our money with our jobs. We weren't making money with the band.
Okay.
Yes, we're all still friends, but we all live too far away, I'll be honest with you. So to get back together just isn't in the cards for us. So,
okay.
But I just kept going, writing songs on my own, and this, and then I began re-recording some of my old songs.
Great. So we've got some of Silent Stranger's music on our compilations. As I said, it's going to be coming out on the Independent Number Ones Volume 7 in January. And you're also on the Christmas compilation this year, which was just released a couple of days ago, with your brand new song, Guitar Beneath the Tree.
Yes, that's right.
Cool.
Yes.
So tell us more about Guitar Beneath the Tree.
Well, yeah, Guitar Beneath the Tree, it came about, I believe it was... the ELO song, Electric Light Orchestra song from last year, when I was a boy, and I just started thinking about that concept of when you're a boy, you have dreams and everything, you want a guitar here and there. Well, where are you going to get a guitar where you can't afford it?
Yeah, true. You know, but when I heard that song, I even announced it on the radio, and I said, you know what, that's exactly what I used to think of as a kid. I would write to Santa saying I want a guitar, you know.
Yeah. So I had the same idea. I'm sure there's got to be millions of
I think that's why your song is connecting with so many people, you know. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and I never thought of that at the time. I was inspired by, like I said, by the ELO song when you're a boy, you have a dream. And
yeah.
And and there's even a line in there about a guitar. He just wants to play his guitar and sing. Is a line in the song as well, so that's how I came up with
excellent
a guitar.
Awesome. You know? And on that note, we're gonna play A Guitar Beneath the Tree right now from Richard Simpson, aka Silent Stranger.
Robbie loved to watch them as they strummed it in the show. He sat and watched. most of all, he'd like to get a guitar beneath a tree. He knew a guy who told him once, I've got an old guitar. We'll need some words, some brand new strings, but it can take you far.
right, folks. So Richard is still here with us. And now we're going to get into the very fun part of our interview, which is the rapid fire questions. Richard, are you ready?
Yeah, okay.
All right, Richard, here we go. So when did you first start singing?
Well, I tried in high school when I started learning guitar. I took piano lessons when I was 7 up until my teens or so. Then I started playing acoustic guitar that my father had around the house.
So did your family encourage you?
Yes. Okay. Actually, when it came to the piano, there was a piano that my grandparents had, and we'd always go visit them, and I'd always sit down at the piano and start playing.
Oh, nice.
Whatever. I forget, and they were always telling me I was playing songs off the radio. So by the time I was 7 years old, I started taking piano lessons.
Oh, cool.
They did encourage that.
So anyone else in your family are musicians?
My older brother and 2 older sisters were in a community band. They played French horn, trumpet, things like this. I was too young for that. In high school, I learned trumpet. And then from that, I was able to teach myself French horn fingering, baritone fingering, things like that.
So I'm getting off the rapid fire questions, but really interested to know, why didn't you make anything with trumpet solos and stuff in your songs?
I don't think it would fit. I find that the music I'm doing really is more rock. And I mean, there's a lot of great bands that have horn sections.
Yeah, true.
But I just found I don't think it would fit if I was to play trumpet.
Okay. So, Richard, who are your musical inspirations?
Old stuff and new stuff. Like The Who, The Beatles, yeah. Led Zeppelin, Aerosmith, and Boston, and then even newer bands like I mentioned before, Jane's Addiction,
yeah.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Foo Fighters, and Rush. Oh, I love Rush.
So Richard, if we found your MP3 player, right, or your iPhone, what embarrassing song might we find on it?
Oh, that's a hard question. I am pretty picky. Bay City Rollers was a song that some of their stuff that I did have. I think I deleted it though.
And where would you most like to perform? If you had a chance to play anywhere.
Well, the Air Canada Centre in Toronto. That's the hockey rink, and that's where all the big bands play.
Cool. If you had your band and you were doing gigs again, who would you like to open for if you had a chance to open for a big band?
Foo Fighters would be great. Great to open for, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you weren't making music, right, if you're not a musician, what would you be doing?
Probably, I honestly don't know. I'm not any good at sports.
Okay.
It was the guitar and learning the piano I guess got me on this path.
If you could dabble in another genre of music, what would it be?
Maybe country rock,
Okay.
In the vein of early Eagles and Allman Brothers.
That's more southern rock. Yeah.
Yeah. Leonard Skinner's in the same vein. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And what genre of music can't you stand? You just can't stand listening to.
Oh, hip hop.
Okay.
Sorry. And they're getting nominated and voted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm going,
I know,
rock and roll.
This is rock and roll, exactly. That's what.
their excuse is, well, we do come from the blues.
Okay. Yeah. So what hidden talents do you have?
My job is technical writing for aerospace, aircraft industry. And
wow.
That's because I used to be an aircraft mechanic at one time, but that was all stuff I was trained in how to do.
That's something your fans would like to know, talking about aeroplanes and aircrafts. I'm learning to be a pilot, A private pilot license is what I'm trying to get. Yeah, so I go for classes and everything.
Yeah, okay. I've never tried it. It's quite expensive, but I've never tried it, but
It's just a dream, I just wanted to be able to fly a plane, So Richard, what else can we expect from you in the near future?
Well, my plan is to in 2017 is to record more songs and to continue writing. I do have some new ideas that aren't finished yet, so I do want to bring them to life. Try to write and record new stuff and demos and bring them back to life and get them on the radio.
Absolutely. So we're looking forward to some more new music from Silent Stranger.
Yeah, great.
Excellent, Richard. So it's been great having you on the show. And Richard, before you go, can you, tell your fans where they can find your music, websites and Facebook and anything that you want to plug in?
Of course, yeah. My website is www.silentstranger.com, all lowercase. I'm on Facebook. You can search Silent Stranger, also on Twitter. It's at Silent Stranger 6 on Twitter.
Silent Stranger, available on the Independent Number Ones Christmas compilation and very soon on the mainstream Independent Number Ones Volume 7. Richard, thank you for being on the show.
Great, I appreciate it.
Merry Christmas wishes from my Mrs. Kisses. With Christmas Eve kiss just an hour ago. Got a pretty wreath upon our door. I washed dishes and I slept the floor. Lord, it knows how I love her so. Throughout the year I've been good. I've done most things that I should. I've been trying hard, Santa knows. So Merry Christmas wishes for my missus kissing. With the Christmas Eve kiss beneath the mistletoe. Da 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 da. I love that girl on a Christmas Eve. I ring dear bells in Santa's sled. Hear him now above our bed. They woke us up half a second ago. Christmas tree lit up like a groom. Grandma sleeping in the other room. Just yesterday had a foot of snow now. Some Merry Christmas wishes for my missus kisses. With the Christmas Eve kiss just an hour ago. Merry Christmas wishes for my missus kisses. With the Christmas Eve kiss beneath the mistletoe. A Christmas Eve kiss just an hour ago. Merry Christmas wish for all the Janes and Joes.